Know why she suddenly goes cold after 3 days of warmth? Why she picks fights about nothing? Why she tests your boundaries with contradictions that make zero logical sense? Here's what nobody tells you. These aren't games. They're psychological stress tests, and every single one has a purpose you don't understand yet. I'm going to deconstruct the exact mechanism behind the four core mind games women deploy in relationships. Not surface-level tactics. The deep biological programming that forces her to test whether you're a man who talks about strength or a man who embodies it. Because the problem isn't that she plays games. The problem is you don't recognize what's actually being tested. Let's start with something you need to understand. When a woman deploys what you call mind games, she's not sitting in her apartment plotting your psychological destruction. She's not consciously engineering emotional warfare. This is deeper than conscious choice. This is evolutionary biology running its program. Her brain is executing code written 10,000 years ago when choosing wrong meant death for her and her offspring. Think about this for a second. In ancestral environments, a woman who chose a man who talked confidence but crumbled under pressure didn't just end up disappointed, she ended up dead. Or worse, watching her children starve because the man she chose couldn't handle conflict with other men, couldn't protect resources, couldn't maintain frame when the tribe turned against him. Natural selection didn't reward women who believed words. It rewarded women who tested until they found truth. So she developed stress testing mechanisms, unconscious behavioral patterns designed to create pressure and observe your response. Not what you say under pressure, what you do, not how you explain yourself, whether you need to explain yourself at all. And here's where it gets interesting. The man who recognizes the test and holds frame ends the game immediately. The man who doesn't recognize the test fails it by playing along. But here's what really happens in 90% of relationships. You don't see the test. You see chaos. You see irrational behavior. You see her being emotional or difficult or confusing. So you respond to the surface behavior instead of the underlying test. You try to logic your way through an emotional stress test. You explain when you should be silent. You defend when you should be unmoved. And every single reaction tells her biology exactly what it needs to know. You're not the man you pretended to be. Let me tell you about a guy I had a conversation with about 6 months ago. Met this woman on a dating app. First 3 weeks were absolute perfection. She texted him paragraphs every morning, initiated plans, laughed at everything he said, cooked for him, the whole girlfriend experience before she was even his girlfriend. Then week 4 hits and everything shifts. She goes cold. One word replies. Takes 8 hours to respond, even though her Instagram story shows she's been active all day. So what does he do? He panics. Sends her a long text asking if everything's okay. Did he do something wrong? Is she losing interest? He needs to know because the uncertainty is killing him. She reads it. Doesn't respond for 12 hours. When she finally replies, it's 3 words. I'm just busy. No explanation. No reassurance. Nothing. And now he's completely destabilized. Can't focus at work. Checking his phone every 5 minutes. Anxiety through the roof. Here's what he didn't understand. The moment she went cold wasn't random chaos. It was test number one. The withdrawal test. She's creating emotional scarcity to see if you chase validation or if you have your own emotional center. The long text he sent, that wasn't communication. That was a failed test announcement. He told her biology he needs her validation to feel stable. He revealed he has no emotional independence. His frame collapsed under the smallest pressure. And watch what happens next. She comes back warm 3 days later, acts like nothing happened. He's so relieved he doesn't even bring it up, just grateful the nightmare is over. Except it's not over, it's starting. Because now she knows. This man's frame is made of wet cardboard, and her biology won't let her ignore that information. Over the next 8 weeks, she runs the same test 5 more times. Each time he fails faster, each time she loses more attraction. By month three, she's telling her friends she doesn't know why, but the spark is gone. The tragedy is, he thinks the problem is her behavior, her games, her emotional instability. He never understands the actual problem, his response to pressure, his need for her validation, his inability to recognize a stress test. See, a man with genuine frame doesn't panic when she withdraws. He doesn't need to know why. He doesn't fire off needy texts seeking reassurance. He simply continues living his life, pursuing his mission, completely unaffected by her emotional weather. And that unshakable presence ends the test immediately. But this leads us to the second core game, and this one destroys more relationships than any other. The contradiction test. This is where she says one thing clearly and directly, then later behaves in complete contradiction to what she said. Not because she lied, not because she's trying to confuse you, because she's testing whether you hold your frame or adopt hers. Here's how it plays out. She tells you explicitly she values a man who has his own life, who doesn't drop everything for her, who maintains his purpose. You believe her because why wouldn't you? She said it clearly. 2 weeks later, you tell her you can't see her Friday because you're meeting the guys for your weekly poker night. Suddenly, she's upset, says you're choosing your friends over her, that if you really cared, you'd make time. The exact opposite of what she told you she values. Pay attention to this part. Most men respond in one of two ways. Option A, they defend their decision. Explain they're just doing what she said she wanted. Remind her she values independence. Try to logic her into seeing the contradiction. Option B, they apologize and cancel poker night. Better to keep the peace than cause conflict. Both responses fail the test. Both reveal a man who doesn't understand what's actually happening, because the test isn't about poker night. The test isn't even about the contradiction. The test is about frame. When you defend yourself, you're entering her frame. You're accepting the premise that you need permission. That her approval determines whether your decision was right. When you apologize and comply, you're collapsing your frame entirely. You're announcing she's the authority on how you spend your time. The frame-holding response is completely different. You acknowledge her feeling without defending your decision. I hear that you're upset. I'm still going to poker night. No explanation, no negotiation, no attempt to manage her emotions. Just a calm statement of your decision and your acknowledgement of her response. This drives weak men crazy. They think that's cold. That's insensitive. You need to care about her feelings. But strong men understand something critical. Managing her emotions is her job. Maintaining your frame is yours. And watch what happens. When you hold frame without wavering, one of two things occurs. Option A, she respects the boundary and drops it. Maybe she's still pouty, but she stops pushing. Her biology registers strength and the test ends. Option B, she escalates further, gets more upset, threatens, creates drama, and this is actually perfect information. Because now you know she's not testing you, she's trying to control you. And a woman who needs to control you instead of trusting your frame is a woman you walk away from. This leads us to test number three, the chaos creation test. This is where she manufactures problems out of thin air. You're having a perfectly good day. Everything's fine. Then suddenly she's upset about something that happened 3 weeks ago that she never mentioned. Or she's reading into a text you sent. Or she's comparing your relationship to her friend's relationship. The content doesn't matter. The chaos is the test. I remember another conversation with a man whose girlfriend would do this every Sunday, like clockwork. Friday and Saturday were great. Sunday afternoon, she'd find something to be upset about. The way he looked at the waitress, a joke he made that she's now decided was disrespectful, something he forgot to do that she never asked him to do in the first place. Every single Sunday, He'd spend 3 hours trying to calm her down, explaining, apologizing for things he didn't do wrong, reassuring her. By evening, she'd be fine again. Then next Sunday, the cycle repeated. Here's what he never understood. The chaos wasn't random. The chaos was the point. She was running an emotional stress test to see if chaos destabilizes him, if he needs everything to be calm and peaceful to feel okay, if he'll abandon his frame to restore her emotional equilibrium. And every Sunday he failed. Every Sunday he taught her biology he can't handle pressure, that emotional turbulence throws him off center, that managing her feelings matters more than maintaining his own stability. Listen carefully to what I'm about to say. Strong men don't fear female chaos. They're completely unmoved by it. When she manufactures drama, they don't engage. They don't defend. They don't explain. They don't try to fix her emotional state. They simply observe the chaos with calm detachment and wait for it to pass. Because they understand something weak men don't. You can't logic someone out of an emotional state. You can only demonstrate you're not affected by it. And you know what pisses me off about all this? Modern psychology tells men the exact opposite. They tell you emotional intelligence means managing her feelings, that a good partner validates her emotions and helps her process them, that you should always communicate and work through conflict together, as if every emotional outburst requires a 3-hour processing session, as if she's a fragile creature who needs you to guide her back to stability. It's complete insanity. This advice turns men into emotional janitors. You're cleaning up spills that wouldn't exist if you stopped mopping. You're validating feelings that are testing whether you'll validate them. You're communicating your way deeper into her frame instead of holding your own. And therapists and relationship coaches keep pushing this garbage because it sounds compassionate. It sounds evolved. It sounds like what modern men should do. But female biology doesn't reward compassionate emotional management. It rewards unshakable frame. She doesn't want you to process her chaos with her. She wants you to be unmoved by it, to demonstrate that her emotional weather doesn't determine your emotional climate, that you have a center she can't shake, because that center is the only thing that makes her feel safe. The irony is brutal. The advice designed to make her feel secure actually destroys her sense of security. Now we get to test number 4, and this one's the most sophisticated, the social proof test. This is where she mentions other men, talks about the guy at work who's funny, shows you a DM from some ex, mentions how many matches she got when she had dating apps. Not because she wants those men, because she's testing whether you perceive yourself as competing or as the prize. Here's the mechanism. When she mentions another man, weak men feel threatened. They get insecure. They start asking questions. Who's this guy? What did he say? Do you talk to him a lot? They try to subtly communicate they're better than the other guy. Or they get angry. Tell her she shouldn't be talking to other men, that it's disrespectful. Both responses announce the same thing. You see yourself in competition. You see her as the prize you might lose to another man. The frame-holding response breaks her expectation completely. Total indifference. She mentions the funny guy at work. You say, "That's cool," and continue talking about whatever you were talking about. Zero reaction, zero questions, zero attempt to compete. Because your frame is completely different. You're not competing for her. She's lucky to have your attention. And men who hold that frame don't feel threatened by other men because they don't see themselves as one option among many. But here's what makes this test so revealing. Most women don't consciously know they're testing you. They mention another man and watch your micro expressions, your body language, whether you tense up, whether your tone changes, whether you need reassurance. All unconscious detection. Her biology is reading your biology. And when your biology signals insecurity, her attraction algorithms start calculating exit strategies. Now, let's talk about what strong men do that ends all 4 games permanently. It's not complicated. It's not some advanced psychological technique. It's understanding one fundamental truth. The test isn't personal, it's procedural. She's not playing games because she's toxic. She's stress testing because her biology requires it. The moment you stop taking the tests personally, you stop failing them. Think about this like airport security. TSA isn't personally suspicious of you. They're running a protocol. You don't get offended. You don't defend yourself. You don't explain you're not a threat. You simply pass through the metal detector, show your ID, and continue to your gate. Completely neutral, completely unmoved. That's the energy strong men bring to female stress tests. Not anger, not resentment, not even awareness she's testing. Just calm continuation of their frame, regardless of her behavior. But here's where it gets really interesting. The solution isn't to communicate more. It's to communicate less. Every word you spend explaining yourself digs the hole deeper. Every paragraph you text seeking clarity reveals insecurity. Every conversation about the relationship announces your frame is shaky. Strong men communicate through behavior, not words, through consistency, not explanation, through unshakable presence, not verbal reassurance. And this is what breaks the pattern completely. When she withdraws and you remain centered, the withdrawal test ends. When she contradicts herself and you hold your boundary without defending it, the contradiction test ends. When she creates chaos and you observe with detachment, the chaos creation test ends. When she mentions other men and you're completely indifferent, the social proof test ends. Not because you passed some final exam. Because your frame communicated something her biology needed to know. You're real. See, here's the final truth nobody tells you. Women don't want men who never get tested. They want men who pass tests without knowing they were tested. Men who are so grounded in their frame that stress tests feel like gentle breezes. Men who don't need her validation, her approval, her emotional stability to maintain their own. That's what her biology is searching for. Not perfection, not invincibility. Just realness, just strength that doesn't require announcement because it's demonstrated every time pressure appears. So here's what you do starting today. Stop interpreting her behavior as games and start recognizing tests. Stop defending yourself and start holding frame. Stop explaining your decisions and start calmly maintaining them. Stop trying to manage her emotions and start being unmoved by them. Stop seeing other men as competition and start seeing yourself as the prize. And watch what happens. Either she stops testing because her biology got its answer, or she escalates and reveals she's not testing you, she's trying to control you. Either way, you win. The men who understand this don't have dramatic relationships. They don't spend hours processing conflict. They don't walk on eggshells managing moods. They simply live in their frame and let her biology decide if she wants to stay there with them. That's power. That's strength. That's what women actually want when they're stress testing you to see if you have it. Stop playing the game on her terms. Hold your frame. Let the tests come. And pass them by being unmoved.